AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to a brand new AutoLine Daily. I'm Sean McRoy filling in for John today, but now let's look at today's news. During his 3 years as head of Subaru of America, Takeshi Tachimori has helped the brand reach record sales and market share. So it's no surprise to learn that he's being promoted to lead global sales for Subaru's parent company, Fuji Heavy Industries. Tachimori will be replaced by Tomomi Nakamura, who's currently the general manager of Subaru's global marketing division. We've been impressed with how the company continues to post big sales gains every month, so it will be interesting to see if Nakamura can maintain that success. Ford is shifting production of those all-new medium-duty commercial trucks that we reported on earlier this week. The Dearborn automaker will move production from Mexico to its assembly plant in Ohio and will also make a $168 million investment in the facility to get it ready. The shift will take place in the first quarter of next year. We've been predicting that propane would really start to catch on as a fuel for commercial trucks in the U.S. market, and now it's starting to happen. That's because, with bulk purchases, propane can be had for about $1.50 a gallon. At the NTEA conference this week, that's National Truck Equipment Association, UPS announced it will buy 1,000 Freightliner trucks that run on propane. The trucks are powered by a 6-liter V8 engine made by General Motors. The modifications and upfitting are done by a company called Powertrain Integration. 1,000 trucks is a huge order, and it shows that the propane revolution is getting underway. Do you remember this wild-looking crossover that Lexus showed off last year called the LFNX? Well, now we're getting word that the luxury brand will be making a production version based off that concept, and we'll call it the NX. It will slot in behind the RX and make its debut at next month's Beijing Auto Show. On Tuesday, we showed you a teaser image of Hyundai's new Sonata, and now the automaker is giving us a look at what its interior will look like. But still no details yet, so we'll just have to wait till we see the real deal later this month. Coming up next, a look at Kia's all-new luxury sedan, the K900.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
Kia has done a great job of reinventing the brand over the last several years, and that has a lot to do with head designer Peter Schreier transforming the look of its cars. Now the company is starting its next evolution by entering the luxury segment with its Hyundai Equis-based K900 sedan. Here's Seamus McElroy with a look at Kia's latest car.
The K900 features Kia's first V8, a 5-liter with direct injection and 420 horsepower. It's mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission that was developed in-house. Kia will also offer a 3.8-liter V6 in the future. Even though it's a big sedan, it doesn't feel like one when you're driving it. The V8 that we test drove provides great power when you need it. Along with its fully independent front and rear suspension, the K900 was smooth to drive and handled itself well out on California's twisty mountain roads. There are three different driving modes, but I found that it really didn't change the dynamics all that much. As you'd expect from a luxury vehicle, the interior is wrapped in leather and wood trim accents. Kia spent a lot of time reducing the NVH, and it really paid off because the K900 features one of the quietest interiors that we've tested. To help with its luxury cred, the VIP package includes rear seats that recline and climate controls that are integrated into the armrest. The infotainment display is not a touchscreen. Instead, you use a rotary control like BMW and Mercedes to select functions. This worked fine, but the placement of the rotary control isn't as comfortable as BMW's or Mercedes controls. Like most cars in its lineup, Kia loaded the K900 with a number of amenity and safety features.
There are many safety features in the K900, including 8 airbags, front and rear, and even the rear passengers get rear side seat impact airbags. Also available is AVSM, our version of the Forward Warning Collision. It stands for Advanced Vehicle Safety Management. This is a radar-based system that looks forward, and in the event of an impending impact, will alert the driver through audible and visual alerts. In the event the driver does not respond to the signals, the vehicle will also tug the seatbelts and prepare the brakes for maximum brake effectiveness. The K900 V8 has unsurpassed levels of standard equipment, including Napa leather, standard LED headlamps, which are powered by 16 individual LED bulbs, typically $1,000 to $2,000 on competitors, standard on the K900. A full-length panoramic sunroof is standard as well. Most competitors do charge between $1,000 and $2,000, even if they offer it at all. On the inside of the vehicle, standard navigation system with Yuvo eServices equips the K900 V8, as well as a 900-watt 17-speaker Lexicon audio system designed to surround occupants with outstanding music, and a tri-zone climate control system makes all our passengers comfortable.
The V8 version carries a starting price of just over $60,000. Pricing for the V6 will be announced closer to its launch. Even though the K900 is a nice car and priced well below its competitors, the company is going to have a hard time finding customers willing to pony up over $60,000 for a Kia.
Thanks for that report, Seamus. But that wraps up this week. Thanks for watching, and we hope to see you here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.